The senses can easily be overloaded in Cairo's Islamic quarter and the bazaars of Han el Khalili. Shopkeepers eagerly bark for customers for bright and colorful tapestries, fragrant spices, and incense. Before the revolution, Hamid Salim says there were always illegal activities in parts of the market extending seemingly for miles. But now things have changed.
Yeah, okay. I didn't see electro shop before, you know, in the street.
Or, stun guns and things like that.
I didn't see this. Or these knives, you know, like farther before the revolution, if you walk with a knife in your pocket and the police officer stop you, you are in a big problem till jail, you know. But now you see, they sell everything. You couldn't see it before.
Do you think that's good? Was that what the revolution was for?
No, not at all. The revolution is not for such things. You know, like they would like to have, you know, like students should have a decent job, or to see that we have hospitals, or we have good schools, or such things.
The many parts of Cairo were Salim's playground and education. He's proudly from downtown, but could find value in many of the city's corners, even at the Swiss embassy, long before he thought of becoming Swiss.
The embassy, it's just side to side to my school. And every day you pass by, you know, since I am 6 years old, you know, like, hi, and try to play with the dog, and then you try to steal the birnen.
Pears.
Yeah, from the trees in the garden, from the other side, you know, like, and it's really nice. I've never think that I could go to, didn't come in my head.
Salim met his wife while she was on vacation in Cairo, which turned into his moving to Switzerland, working for a time for Caritas, for politicians. But these Egyptian streets remain a place of comfort.
It's called the old Islamic part, you know. Here you found a lot of mosques from the Mamluk time, you know. And they restored the whole area. It's really nice. Here you see behind you these people who make these souvenirs. It's really nice, you know. It's really peaceful, yes.
How do you think things have changed for this part of Cairo since the revolution?
I think that people here are suffering because people say, you know, because of the revolution, we don't have a lot of tourists now. They would like to have always this easy coming money, you know. And I think the revolution did a lot of things good even for them, because I expect it will be always better, not as bad as in Mubarak time.
The area around Cairo makes up a mega city with a population of about 20 million people. 40% of those people live at or below the international poverty line. Still, politics dominate conversations here in cafes and in just about every taxi.
A lot of opinion flowing around? No. Only two. Revolution good or bad? And we speak about both. Who says revolution is bad? Saying, look around you, there is no police here, and there is this and that. The people who think the revolution is good, you know, like, they say, okay, we are patient, we are optimists.
Far from the markets and far from inner city politics, Hamid Salim still finds quiet at the feet of the pyramids. He lives not far from the Alps in Switzerland, but comes here for peace.
As I was a student and as I was young, I came here around four times a week, riding horses, sleeping here, eating in the desert, you know, making a grill. That's a part of my life which I really do love, you know. Giving a lot of memories, you know. Wake up the stable guys 5 o'clock in the morning and tell them, you know, like, hey, I would like to have a horse now, you know. And just riding horses, you know, feeling of being free in the desert and pyramids.
It is but a slight respite from the many unknowns in a still evolving revolutionary Cairo.